the top stories from ABC News. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has ruled out any changes to negative gearing in the May budget. This follows a plan from Labor that would restrict negative gearing to new houses from next year. Mr Turnbull has criticised that policy, saying it would impact on investor confidence and drive down the value of houses. Victoria has committed $84 million to better manage violent sex offenders. The package includes a new jail for criminals considered to be at risk of reoffending. The announcement comes in the wake of the murder of Melbourne schoolgirl Marsha Vukotic. She was stabbed to death by convicted rapist Sean Price. Police are searching for a man in Sydney South after a woman was found dead at a home at Bundina. Neighbours have told the ABC the alleged attacker was the woman's ex-husband. Paramedics also treated a second person at the scene, believed to be the victim's son. And the Western Sydney Wanderers have beaten the Brisbane Roar 5-4 in a memorable A-League semi-final. Both sides scored four goals in regular time to send the match into an extra 30-minute hit-out. The Wanderers clinched the game and a date with Adelaide United in next Sunday's grand final. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.